Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss why the pit pigs are pissed at Tom Holland, if dogs are allowed to eat hot dogs, whether or not drag queens should be washing our chicken, and what Corey will buy with the $100 he found on the street. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Ladies.
What?
Did you hear the news?
Oh my God, my ears are pressed to the world, and I am hearing a little bit of a whisper of news, but what is the news saying?
Ladies. The pit pigs are pissed.
Oh, wouldn't be the
and
first
do you
time.
Know, and do you know who the pit pigs are pissed at?
The pit pigs would be pissed at... some type of deodorant company? Degree.
Actually, not a bad guess.
Have you ever had a mouthful of Degree? Not good.
You ever taste a little bit of Old Spice?
Not good. Oh my God. And it's like you're getting a little taste of armpit and a mouthful of deodorant changes the entire journey you're on, because it's like, well, usually the taste of armpit is you're coming from below and you're going toward the face, and it's like, well, now I can't kiss you. Actually, I should. You should taste what I taste. You should get a little taste what I just tasted. But no, now you've got to take a detour. And keep working your mouth,
you gotta
saliva,
spit.
Yes, and try to
you gotta
flush out the degree.
You gotta spit in your spittoon.
Patooey.
You gotta hawk to it in your bed bucket.
In my bed bucket. Yeah, okay, so who are the pit pigs pissed at?
Meanwhile, while you were going off on that, I was Googling Old Spice flavors just so I could say... You ever get a little taste of Kraken Guard?
Unfortunately,
you get a little taste of Wolf Thorn?
Honey, when it's chalky, oh!
I mean, if you see that it's white, because you know when sometimes you put on, if somebody's using a white deodorant and they put it on under there, you should know before you go in.
Yeah, I've always said that.
But
not everyone has LASIK, okay?
The pit pigs are not mad at a taste. They're mad at a sight.
Okay.
A young ingenue revealed pit on the cover of GQ, and the pit pigs are pissed because there's nary a hair under there.
Nary a hairy under there, eh?
Do I sound like I'm giving my riddles three?
Your mother goosing.
I'm trying my best.
Okay. So whom's there, was the ingenumst?
There she was, Tom Holland, showing pit on the cover of GQ. And baby, when I tell you, it's giving Cynthia Pickles.
Cynthia Pickles? No.
Are you familiar?
You mean Cynthia Doll?
The Cynthia Doll.
It was not a
Rugrats.
Pickle. Yeah, she wasn't a pickle mama.
Oh, you're right. What was
she didn't Angelique marry in.
What was her name? I don't know.
Okay.
Well, Pop Crave says Tom Holland graces the cover of GQ magazine. There he is in a sweater vest, no shirt underneath, left hand behind his head showing pit. Baby, the what are they called? The quote tweets are going off.
Okay, well, I've pulled up the nary a hairy.
Yeah, and, you're right.
And you know what? It's not like he did laser removal. He didn't do a waxing Baby, or a shaving.
I've seen buttholes hairier than that.
And so have I. And so have I. Well, he can't help who he is.
the quote tweets, "Baby, couldn't you at least glue a track in?"
Not a track. I mean, is there... Okay, so if we've got Merkins for down low, do we have anything for the pit crew?
Pit wigs.
I think
pit wigs sounds great. Hey, pit wigs, get your pit wigs for this year's Folsom. Sponsored by...
You know what? Crouton and Willie have beautiful blonde, almost
pit hair.
No, but like manes that I could steal a little bit of. I could yank a little bit out of their brushes, mail it to Tom Holland, and he'd be good to go. I think it would look like a beautiful natural color match, actually. Not that he means it. He's allowed to be a hairless twink, you know, many such cases.
They're asking, do you think it was photoshopped?
No, I think this is his true pit.
Do you think he did a little trim himself?
No, I don't think he did a trim himself. I think this is just his hairy level.
He's just twinked the house down boots. Some people
are Twink the House Down Boots Extra Fresh Edition.
Damn. Okay. Well, hey, Sharks.
What?
I thought your locks of loves for dog wig armpit hair.
Oh, I'm in. I'll give you $100,000 for 10%. Take it or leave it.
Got it. So do you hate Tom Holland?
No. I think he's actually delightful. Though I did see that he was like, if I'm still doing Spider-Man by the time I'm 30, something went wrong. And he's 36 or something.
No, this says he's 30 now.
Oh, well, he just
turned 30. Maybe that's why you saw it in the zeitgeist.
Yes. And now he's saying, okay, well, then if I'm still doing it by 36, something went wrong. He was like, you know what? I said that, but I just say shit. And you know Tom what? Holland. I relate to that.
Add him to the list of Geminis I don't trust.
Oh, my God. He's a Gemini. It's Gemini season.
I know. Have you heard that new Olivia Rodrigo song?
No. No.
What's it called?
Sing it for me.
It's called like Drop Dead. It's all I know is the bridge, because you know I'm a bridge girly through and through.
Okay.
But I've only listened to the song a couple times, but the bridge stands out to me because she sings Pisces and a Gemini, but I think we might go really nice together. So she's admitting she knows the lore that Pisces and Gemini aren't typically the best match.
Okay. Okay, so what do you want me to do about that? Okay, good for her.
That's all I had to say. So you hate Olivia Rodrigo and Tom Holland?
You know, I don't hate Olivia Rodrigo. I don't think I've invested much opinion on her yet. Like, when the albums come out, I give it a listen, and I think, you're having your good time. Avril Lavigne is here to stay. Whatever.
Oof. Oof. No, I had a friend who was asking if I'm into the new Olivia Rodrigo and how I was feeling about the upcoming album, and if I was a, what do her fans call themselves?
I don't know.
Rodriganators?
Rodraggies.
I said, the last time I dabbled in the Rodraggies, they were all fiending for the second album. I said, oh, my favorite track. This was when I was still tweeting things. I said, ooh, my favorite track is Love Is So Embarrassing. And I got dragged. The Rodraggies were telling me it was the worst song on the album.
Not the Rodraggies. When you say Rodraggy, do you know Cunty Reggie Rock?
I do.
With he's a kind of like
Cunty. He's kind of like Cunty Patrick from SpongeBob, yes.
A little bit. Well, when Cunty Reggie Rock has a handbag, that's when you know it's going down. I think Olivia Rodrigo calls her fans Cunty cunty Reggie Rocks for handbags.
Reggie Rocks. I'd love that for her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of new music.
What? Are you having a brat summer?
Oh, yes. Do you know why I'm having a brat summer?
All the hot dogs.
Fuck, man. You are so... All the hot dogs. I wish.
Okay. Why are you having a brat summer?
I did see someone in New York go to one of those hot dog stands and buy a hot dog for their dog. And I thought, I wanted to get down on all fours and crawl up behind it and be all woof.
Jesus Christ.
I wanted to be all, when's my turn, mama?
Oh.
Did you hear the new Sarah Bareilles track?
Can you give a dog a hot dog? I know it's not cannibalism.
It's not cannibalism.
I know it's... Well, actually, I don't know it's not cannibalism. You know, if you were to take a hot dog, any given hot dog, and trace the meats that are coming from inside, I guarantee you, you'll find some rat. Who knows what else we'll find? You know?
Baby.
It's like...
Baby.
I'm not saying they're made of hot dogs, but we got meats of many colors.
Baby. Don't think we're not going back to Sarah Bareilles, but I will say, I saw a TikTok this morning, speaking of dogs and rats, maybe your algorithm will get there. It was this big, like dump truck scooping up sand, and there were a bunch of dogs that looked like Willie and Crouton.
Okay.
as the big scoops get in the dirt, and I was like, those dogs should not be that close
Send
to that big
to
heavy
me.
Machine.
Were they having a good time?
Do you want to know what they were up to?
Were they? Well, is this violence?
Yes. So suddenly the truck pulls a big chunk of sand away, and then all of a sudden there's rats in the sand, and the dogs are grabbing the rats. Literally looks just like Willie and Crouton.
Baby, you have been duped by AI. Whatever this is AI.
No. Yeah. Grabbing the rats and Tyler and shaking their head back and forth, viciously killing the rats.
Okay.
You think that's AI?
Well,
it was dogs helping out with a rat problem.
With the heavy machinery?
Yes.
No, baby. This is...
Yes. I will send it to you. Not AI.
Send it to me and I will look into it. You know, I've got the eye. I will know.
Okay. Well, speaking of looking into things, have you looked into the new Sarah Bareilles song? It came out on Wednesday.
You know, I don't think I have. Is it an upbeat? Is it a fun one? Is it for
the
club?
No, she's doing Sad Girl Summer.
Well,
the whole album is about grief.
Jesus.
she hasn't had an album in 7 years.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess she's back again. I hadn't felt her absence because I feel like the void had been filled so easily. Like, no shade to Sarah Bareilles, but I guess I was feeling there was plenty of music.
Damn, you said fuck her.
Well, I didn't really feel it. I guess who's that woman that's like kind of that you love? Jessie Ware. She kind of took her spot for me and actually made it a little bit more fun for me. So I don't know. No offense to Sarah Bareilles.
Did you see that meme? That girl who was like, what was the name of that album that came out in 2020 and it had a woman on the cover who looked vaguely like this? And that they were talking about the Jessie Ware album.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Go to Jessie Ware's Instagram now and look at her profile picture. Somebody tweeted, what was the album that came out around 2020 that had a woman on the cover and it looked like this? And it's like a Microsoft Paint attempt at
Okay, was that
Jessie
her album?
Cover.
Was that her album?
Yes. And so everyone was tagging her saying you're looking for the Jessie Ware album. So
that
then Jessie changed. So Jessie changed her profile picture to that album cover that the fan drew.
Yeah, that's great. No, I support that.
She's in on the joke. She loves to laugh.
I'm not trying to talk about Jessie Ware right now. I'm trying to talk about Sarah Bareilles.
Thank you. A new song's called Home. I cried when I heard it. It's about grief.
Okay. It sounds like a real banger.
It's a 5-minute slow jam about grief.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll be sure to tune in.
new album's coming out in August. She's got the countdown going up on all the music sites, you know.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't think we ever canceled her.
No, she's not cancelable. She's a friend.
So she can stay, and I'm excited for her new album, and good for her continuing to make art. Good for you. You get to feel something.
Thank you.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, for some, summer is their favorite season. You got travel, the kids are out of school, adventuring all through the summer. For others, juggling it all can kind of be tough, and it could lead to overwhelming feelings, counting down the minutes until the kids are actually back in school, and many are worrying that they're wasting the days of sunshine. For me, summer can kind of feel like FOMO / comparing yourself to others, and everyone's always, you know, getting their summer selves ready and then debuting that, and it's kind of like, oh my god, insecurities can kind of pop up. And I know for me, when I'm dealing with my insecurities, talking about it and reflecting on it can be really helpful. Therapy can help people better understand their needs, feel more confident about setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good on your own terms. With BetterHelp, all of those things are possible. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. And BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. They give you a short questionnaire that helps you identify your needs and your preferences, and they help match you with whoever might be best for you. And if you're not happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the recommendations. So you don't have to say yes to everything for summer. You can find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. Summer always changes how I get dressed. I want pieces that feel lighter, maybe more breathable, things that are easy but still feel put together. That is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high quality essentials that feel and look amazing. Think breathable linen and soft organic cotton. Well-made basics, but without the luxury markup. It's that rare balance where everything feels elevated, but still effortless. Quince European linen pants and shirts are the perfect warm weather upgrade to add to your rotation, starting at just $34. Their tees are soft and easy to wear, and their lightweight cotton sweaters are perfect for cooler summer nights. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. Quince goes way beyond clothing. And if you're looking for upholstered sofas, ceramic cookware, premium bedding, it's the kind of brand you end up recommending to everyone for everything. I personally am loving their linen pants right now because, listen, I am still trying to look a little bit put together and cute, but I don't want to sweat in the summer. Like, I feel like when you get dressed up and you want to go to an event, sometimes, like, it's, like, really just, oh, my God, I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. So finding breathable, lightweight stuff to still feel cute in is not that easy, but with Quince, it's easy. So if you're looking for stuff where you will feel cute but still put together, you can elevate your summer wardrobe by going to quince.com/babble. Free shipping on your order, 365-day returns, now available in Canada too. That's Quince, Q-U-I-N-C-E quince.com/babbel for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, you've been watching the NBA finals.
Oh, honey. No, and you couldn't pay me to.
Listen, I haven't been watching either, but as a New Yorker now, did you know I lived in New York now?
The Big Apple. Who's your team? The Knicks?
So the Knicks are in it, and I haven't been watching, but I know it because you're out and about. I'll be out and about in the city. I'll be seeing that woman get her dog a hot dog, and people just be walking around yelling, Knicks in 4. Ooh. Knicks in 4.
What is that?
I think that means they want to win the big game.
Okay.
they want to win the series in 4 games because it's a best of 7. So they're all, if I have to hear Knicks in 4 one more time, listen, I want the Knicks to win because, as you know, as a native New Yorker, I would love for my Knicks to win. But I just want them to lose 1 game because I don't really, this Knicks in 4 stuff needs to stop. They're writing it on Starbucks cups. People walking around Knicks in 4.
Oh my god! Well, you know what? I envy you because I don't think that there's much of a culture in LA, at least where I am, about sport. Like I don't think it's very. You know, you get a lot of that in college where there's even if you don't care about the sport, people are still into being a winner, baby, or whatever. I don't feel that energy, and maybe it's because I don't frequent like a baseball place or a basketball place.
You can never find me at the baseball patch.
You will not. And so I don't feel like I'm ever being like, yes, about it, you know?
I saw TikTok. That was all. Fuck these fake, these bandwagon Knicks fans who are just here to wear the orange.
That's you.
I thought, baby.
Who's here to wear the orange?
Who's here to wear the orange?
Not me. It's just not that. It's just not becoming. And it's as somebody who's pink complected, actually, as somebody who's pink complected, orange could really give me a great combination that's very close to the lesbian pride flag. Happy Pride.
I think you're right. I still wish you would do one of those. I wish you'd bring back your YouTube channel and just do one of those color scaping videos where the woman lays the like satin colors over you. Like
my first
bib.
Video in 3 years. And it's somebody doing a color matching for my skin tone. Okay. I'm a spring.
How nice are you?
I don't know.
Think you're a spring. That's very pale pastelies.
I don't know what I am. I'm a winter and I'll hate it. I would love to be fall. Let me be fall.
I just think, wow, to have that woman show up at my house with a suitcase full of sateen bandanas.
Is it a suitcase? She just has 4 little Christmas tree skirts.
Oh no. I think she brings like 50 of them.
Oh. Well, I guess it depends on the woman. A woman.
A woman. Name a woman.
That woman with the colors.
I can name a woman. You want to know
Sarah
about a woman
Bareilles,
I can name?
Sarah Bareilles, Jessie Ware.
Sarah Bareilles. No, what
name
about
a woman.
What about the smelly traveler caught with 58 turtles strapped to her legs going through TSA last week? What about her?
Was it a woman?
Yes. So she was going.
Was she the smelly traveler or was she a traveler that became smelly from the turtles?
There she was reeking at the airport.
People were
not happy with the stink she was producing at the airport. So someone tattled. They said, that woman doesn't smell right.
Oh my god. I hope nobody ever tells the officials that I don't smell right. I hope I'm never giving some type of stank so bad that TSA has to pat me down.
So there she gets strip searched and she had 58 turtles taped around her. She had turtles taped all around her body.
Not turtles all the way down.
She had turtles all the way down, in fact.
No. Well, it could happen to you. Do you think it was an accident, or was she smuggling?
Do you think she was doing the stanky leg?
Whether she wanted to or not, she was doing stinky legs, stinky back, stinky crack,
stinky crack.
Turtles stink? I guess I don't really frequent turtle spaces.
Well, do you wash your chicken?
My God. So you're telling me Drag Race is going to have a full segment about washing chicken and having the queens argue about washing chicken and then not wrap it up in a little informational bow? You're telling me we didn't have they didn't pause all the footage and have a PSA on screen, do or don't wash your chicken?
I think you know when something like that happens, and then they'll go to a commercial and they'll put up that title screen that's like, if you know somebody who's a victim of domestic violence, have them call this number. Like, why didn't we get that for the chicken?
That's what I'm saying.
Why didn't we get that for the FFA? Who?
Well,
the FDA.
This did come up in conversation with people that also watched the episode. And, okay, so it came up at dinner the other night. And some people at dinner said, well, in my culture, we do this. And somebody else said, well, in my culture, we do this. And so I think we saw a little bit of that happening without naming it on Drag Race. Like, I don't know who does what. I will safely assume white people do the wrong thing. So please, am I supposed to be washing my chicken? Dish soap? What?
You're supposed to be using your Easy Squeeze Dawn lid, spraying that chicken down.
Well, you know what I do? I take my chicken and I pull it through my scrub daddy's mouth and back and forth, in and out, in and out.
Why not go for an eye?
Well, an eye for an eye. Well, that's where I'll put like the wings.
When you made your chicken bear, did you wash it?
No, I don't think so. Well, she wasn't going to be eaten. She was never she was never gonna be eaten, I don't think. Or I don't think I ate her.
Eat the cake, Annie Mae.
No, so some people say you can wash your chicken in vinegar, maybe? Or some people say use water. Some people say don't wash your chicken. Some people, I don't know. You never know what's going on in somebody's kitchen. You have to really trust somebody to eat at somebody's home.
To have a potluck at work.
Oh my God.
When's the last time you had one?
Well, I just use my, you know, the scrubber, the little scrubber wand. And you know how it's dingy boots. It's dingy boots, but it gets the chicken clean.
Well, baby, Google says, my friend Google says, you're not supposed to wash your chicken because while you're washing your chicken, you're splashing chicken juice about.
Okay, well, I hope you're on page like 9 of Google results, because the first page of Google is now AI. So like, what are we even to do? Where are we? We've lost the plot.
I'm on Reddit.
Actually, probably the only source anymore that you can trust. And you know what? Never mind. I've actually learned some things about Reddit.
Okay. Well, never mind then. Guess what?
I think we have left is Yahoo Answers. If you have any traces of that, you can trust
it. Poor Jeeves. Jeeves is a sellout.
Don't call him poor. Jeeves.
Poor Jeeves. Hey, speaking of people who aren't poor, I really buried the lead with my hottest topic of the week, saving it for the very end.
Girl, what? I'm on the edge.
So there I was this morning. I went for a run. As you know, I like running.
Where? In the Big Apple?
Just about running about the Big Apple. Okay. Soaking it all in. Got to run early these days. Summer is here. It gets hot early.
Early worm gets the...
I'm not trying to be out there running in that direct sun. That's not good for you.
Okay.
So there I was. I did my run. I finished it. I always have to finish it like a couple of blocks from my house so I can walk and catch Pokemon and stretch and spin some spinners. There, in the middle of the sidewalk right as I finished my run. You'll never believe it.
What?
$100 bill, bitch.
You've been scammed. Did you go to pick it up? And it was attached to like a fish line and they kept pulling it a little?
Not only did I pick it up, this was today, the day that we're recording the
podcast. Show it to me.
I spent 30 of the dollars. I got back and I said, we're going to have a fun day doing whatever we can with this $100. And the first things first is I'm buying a new book that I've been wanting and I'm using this $100 to do it. So first of all, also, what do you mean it was fake? I worked at a bank for 10 years. I know when money's real.
Girl,
don't you try that.
Okay.
I carry one of those pens on my person.
Okay. So did you hold it up to a light? Did you mark it with the marker? I did. When I worked at McDonald's, I loved the shadiness of holding somebody's money up to the light. Like, I don't believe you that this is real money. So somebody would give me $4. I'd look at each of the $4 up to the light. I said, okay.
You're using markers on ones.
I loved using my marker. And it was always a weird. It's kind of like a not very dense ink marker. It's like a ultraviolet light marker.
It's no Sharpie for you.
It's no Sharpie for me. Yes. And I did like to mark it. And anytime somebody gave me a 20, I would say, okay.
Could you keep it behind your ear?
No, baby. On top of the cash register. So do you have one of those markers? Or do you just flow through life willy-nilly picking up fake $100 bills?
Who has cash these days? I do.
I took
that $100 bill straight to the bookstore and I bought a book. So I've spent a portion of it. After this call's over, I'm going to buy pizza with that money. I'm going to keep track and spend $100 cash all day today and really treat myself all day because that's what I deserve.
Well, $100 doesn't go as far as it used to. So you got a book. You're going to get a slice of pizza. You're going
to
be done.
And I'm going to get dinner later. Are you kidding? I can get Chipotle later and that's going to be like $13 maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, they got a new spicy something.
And then this evening, then I'm going to walk around this evening. I've had the new spicy something, by the way, there. And then I'm going to walk around this evening, and I might get myself a little froyo, a little treatette.
Okay, well, if I found $100, bitch, I would be turning that into,
Right. You'd be on Kalshi.com or whatever, betting.
No, I don't do that. I would be quickly changing that over to a currency that really has lasting power. I'd be getting my 14,000 Poke coins.
Actually, if I have a little bit left over, maybe I can upgrade my June pass.
That's what I'm saying. You could really get into the gig with that. You could get the June pass plus 10.
I don't need the plus 10. When I have the pass, I always get all 200 whatever.
Okay, but it is nice to get the plus 10 for some things because if you check the bonuses,
early incubator,
early bonuses. If you really want to get 2 days extra for a certain type of bonus, you know, it could be worth it.
I should maybe invest some of this $100 in that because, as you know, I recently caught a Hundo Mewtwo. And so when the Mewtwo event's coming up in July, I'm going to need to be doing lots of raids because I need the XL candy because I want to max out my Mewtwo.
Okay, who becomes Rilo Bloom?
What?
Who's that
Rillaboom?
Who's that starter?
Grokey.
I just found a Hundo Grokey.
So that's a regular or Dynamax or G-Max?
I think Dynamax.
Damn. Oh, they did just give him away as one of the...
Right, it was one of those.
And you... Oh, you lucky
I've had
bitch.
A few of the rewards be Hundos, actually.
I was thinking the other day when I was running about Pokemon as I do, because I was really trying to think, like, not many of the middle versions of like a 3 evolution Pokemon are cute. I think they're oft forgotten.
Wartortle is, I think, one of the best, period, of any of the full trio options.
I want to make a list of Pokemon that I think the middle version is actually the cutest. And with Grokey, I do think that.
What's the middle version? Throki?
I think that middle version of
why they got Grokey, a stick. It's cute, but why do they got that stick? Is it part of them?
It's drums. He's getting ready to become a drummer, and he keeps them in his hair like when people have a clip in their hair, or like when
I just
when
kind of feel like we've lost the plot. Why is there a Pokemon that's like a soccer player? I mean, I guess there were Pokemon at the start that were.
Who was a soccer player?
That fire
Cinderace?
Yes, he's like.
Cinderace is playing in the World Cup?
He's giving World Cup down boots.
Just because he has his foot out doesn't mean he's kicking a soccer ball.
I swear to you, I've seen him kick a soccer ball. Maybe this is a Mandela, but I swear I've seen him kicking a soccer ball. They jump. They're doing like soccer stretches and things. That line of Pokemon.
Yes. Well, I'll let you know when I complete my full list of middle evolutions who I think are actually the cutest of the three. But although I get a little bogged down, I was worrying because then I was like, oh, well, then do I have to consider like the baby Pokemon? Because then like, is Pikachu technically a middle version, even though it started out as a two evolution?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I would say no. The baby evolutions do not retroactively make the originals into seconds.
That's kind of how I agree. I want to kind of be like, I need to be looking at the Pokedex and they need to be listed in order.
Yes, for it
to count. But yeah, I think that middle Grokey, whatever it's called with the drumsticks, getting ready to become the big Rillaboom, I think is so cute.
Did you get your shiny Lapras with a little hair bow?
Not the one with the hair bow, but I did catch like three last week.
Well, I got a shiny Lapras with a hair bow that's almost perfect. So, are you gagging? I finally got my shiny Kabuto. I got my shiny Solrock. I got my shiny Wailord. I am making my way to my shiny decks. I feel like you certainly have finished multiple shiny dexes, have you?
Yeah, I think the first two for
I
sure,
have not.
If not the first three.
I have like six more in Kanto. In Kanto? Well,
send me those gifts, baby. We're almost time to trade again.
Okay. Oh, I accidentally turned off my phone. Oh, I'm back. Okay. Well, Corey, where can people find you?
Baby, you can find me selling pit hair to Tom Holland. Because I don't like when the pit pigs are pissed.
Okay. Well, you can find me in full pup play Bregalia, hoping some woman on the street will give me a hot dog. Muff.
Amen, sister friend.